11:36 on WGN. Let's ask Jim Bob Morris a question. He's the co-founder of Wanna Parlay. Hey, Jim Bob Morris, is the first score going to be a field goal or a touchdown? I'm on your app, and I'm trying to figure this out.
You know, I tell you what, I think the Chiefs are going to be the first ones to score with a field goal, and then they're going to win the game. So there you go, John. How are you, buddy?
I got the Eagles winning, and I was going to put Saquon down for the first score, but then I thought, then Pete goes, you don't think it's going to be a field goal? I'm like, ah, crap, it's probably going to be a field goal. Do you have any inside information for me here?
Well, I tell you what, I was on the phone with one of the more controversial guys in the NFL, John Gruden. John's got a great football mind, and I don't know if everybody follows, you know, his the trials and tribulations of him, but you know, he's had some issues, but he's just such a smart football mind. I asked him what he thought about the game. He goes, a couple things. Fangio is 0-7 against Mahomes. Hey, who's the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles? He goes, who's got the better quarterback? I go, Mahomes. Who's got the better kicker? He goes, trust me, Chiefs. And he broke it down a little bit more than that. He talked about how they were going to run a defensive scheme against Saquon Barkley. So he actually thought that he wasn't going to get 100 yards in the game. He thought that Spagnuolo
got
down. But, yeah.
What's the over-under on that? Is that something I can do a wanna parlay on?
Oh, yeah. You can find out what his rushing yards and jump on there. Is that, and by the way, you're a great fan of Wanna Parlay, and I appreciate that. Thanks for playing and getting the word out there with the code on WGN. I appreciate that.
Well, it's my pleasure, and as you probably heard me say, I'm a little new to this. I don't know that much about sports, and I have not been a big wagering guy, so I'm just dipping my toe in here. But I do know this Saquon Barkley guy runs really well, and he averages about 500 yards a game. So I'm thinking, or is it 600? So I'm going to have him over under 112 yards. I'm going to go over just to be a contrarian.
Yeah, well, if he gets 112 yards, there's a good chance that that's going to happen. I mean, he's a great running back. They've got a great offensive line. Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game, but I'm still, you know, I started my career a long time ago. I'm getting up there and long in the tooth, but I started with the Kansas City Chiefs back in, 1983. So, they fired me, of course. Every place I played, I got fired, but I still have a lot of, you know, we've got El Bandito Yankee and Wanna Parlay has a suite there in Kansas City, as well as with the Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers. So we spread it around.
Jim Bob Morris is the co-founder of that app I've been talking about, Wanna Parlay, W-A-N-N-A Parlay. If you're on the App Store, that's where you get the free app. And then if you use the promo code WGN, they'll front load you up to $250. They'll match your funds. And with a parlay, you need to do multiple picks, right?
Correct. It's more than one. So we call them legs, and you need to have, you know, two legs, three legs, four legs. We've got people that put together, you know, shoot 20 plus legs sometimes to build point values in some of the contests. So it's really easy. You know, I mean, you're playing it, John. It's pick, play, get paid. That, I got to tell you, we've had so many people in Chicago win on Wanna Parlay. I mean, as far as the winners go, Chicago residents dominate and again, you know, there are games all over the country, but I can tell you we've had more winners in Chicago than any place in the country.
All right, I'm looking at here, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sorry, I'm going to go with the Eagles. You think I'm foolish for that?
No, I tell you what, I think it'll take whoever. I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs in the money line. And, you know, as far as the props, I haven't even got to look at them yet. I just got back. We've been traveling so much with all the stuff with El Bandito and with Wanna Parlay and working with, you know, the different social media people. I haven't even had a chance to really study the game intently yet.
I don't think studying improves your chances, by the way. That's one of
You're right.
That's one of the things I love about these sorts of things. It's like the guys that really know, well, his left ankle's tweaked and 9 out of the 14 times when the stadium was outdoors and then somebody just throws a dart and they do better than some of these people sometimes.
Absolutely, buddy. And that's why it makes it fun, though. You know, what's fun about Wanna Parlay is that, you know, it's just easy to play. And you don't have to be a football expert. I mean, you know, it's just, like I said, it's you know, the game's self-explanatory. Hey, I think this is going to happen or this is going to happen. You just pick it and play it. And for $2, you know, you can win, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. It's the richest parlay in the world. So we're really proud of the app. We're improving it every week. And thank you so much, though, for your good words about it. And you're a big help.
So just one last thing about that. When you do go on the app, I'm looking at it in my hand right now. I've been using it today. I used it the other day. In fact, I put one up today for college basketball. I do know a little bit about college basketball, which, again, gives me maybe no real advantage, but I think I have one. But you don't do over-under on the national anthem or the color of the Gatorade. These are more wagers on what's going to happen on the field, right?
Yes, we yes, for sure. And we, you know, we've expanded it. It, you know, football's always king this time of year, but, you know, we've got all the sports on there. You can mix in a parlay leg with, you know, soccer could be one pick, and then you can have football in the other one. You can have, you know, who's going to get the yardage on another one. So we're trying to bring in every single sport, except we don't want to do the national anthem, the over and under on it. I have no idea on that one.
So you do have a first TD score, so I don't have to worry about the field goal thing. And by the way, the field goal kicker for the Eagles went to high school with my son, so I'd like to throw a little love his way. But first TD score, so Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, Travis Kelce, everybody's going to say Saquon Barkley on that, right? First TD score?
I would say that here's the deal that they've got, you know, Philly's got that tush where they, it looks like, you know, the football rugby guys, they get in, they do that scrunch, but they call it the tush. I would say that Hurts has a good opportunity to score that first, TD with the tush push. I mean, just because, you know, with pass interference, all the calls and so forth, the chance that the odds are it's going to be a 1.5 yard touchdown, and it's probably going to be the tush push with Hurts or something like that, because so many pass interference calls are called in the end zone, putting the ball on the, you know, the 1.5, and then from there on it's a quarterback sneak. So I like Hurts better than anybody.
Do you like that tush push? When I get to be king, I'm going to make that illegal. You can't use the quarterback as a battery ram.
Yes, I don't like. I mean, they're so good at it. I mean, they're really good at it. I hate the play personally.
I like the play the defense then puts up against it in that conference championship game where they just send a guy flying to meet him midway. And the officials didn't seem to have an answer for that, did they?
No, that's still controversial. I'm sure that the NFL Rules Committee is going to look at, hey, what should we do about this? I mean, it's, you know, Philly's got the thing down to, you know, a science almost. They're so effective with it. But I don't know what, you know, how the defense is really contending with it because Philly's so good at it.
Okay, well, there's some wisdom from Jim Bob Morris. He's the co-founder of that app we're talking about. WannaParlay.com is the website, but you'll want it on your phone or however you access the Internet, however you access your apps. Go to the App Store. It's WannaParlay, W-A-N-N-A, Parlay. I'm King John on the app now. Jim Bob, nice to talk to you, and we're looking forward to a fun game on Sunday.
We sure are, John. I really appreciate talking with you, and we'll do it again soon, my friends.
You have a good day. It's 11:45, and this is WGN.